A little bit of news out of South Carolina came out this week, in which the news story is that inmates there who are on death row may soon face a choice between lethal injection, the electric chair, or the firing squad.
Wow, man.
So, if you the problem is that these lethal injection drugs aren't available all the time, so you have to choose an alternate method. So when you're filling out the form of how would you like to be killed, you write down your first and second choice.
That's a tough one. Firing squad is going to be over sooner, right? But the anticipation of getting shot
and hearing the gunshots and
hearing the
and then you get shot, and it's got to take a little while, right?
Yeah,
the cigarette they give you.
Yeah, yeah. At least you get a cigarette.
They force you to smoke.
Yeah, what is it from the time the bullet enters the body to the time you are actually dead? Is that 5 to 10 seconds?
With a heart shot, which is where they shoot you. Why don't they shoot the head?
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible as that sounds.
Why don't they blow your head off?
Funeral? Okay, just... word a little bit nicer.
I still think I'd go firing squad over the chair. I just want to know how long I'm suffering. I think you suffer more in the chair.
Or do you suffer more in the lethal injection?
Yeah, they say that can go a minute or two. And you're going...
Okay, stop.
God.
Stop.
Don't try to outdo
it. Fire my veins. Oh, God.
Love. Light. It's forever. Love. Light. It's forever.
Oh, yeah. Those were
love,
the words.
Light. Epic forever.
You've done some of the worst plays on this show.
I don't think that was me. That didn't sound like me.
It's clearly you.
It was a different voice. Well, I am tasked with having to communicate the story to the listener, to the end user.
No, you're looking for a cheap laugh at either me or Junior or both of us.
Wasn't it creepy, though, that the guy was repeating love, light, it's forever?
Yes.
Until the drugs took a hold of him, and then he started screaming. And stood up, started walking around the room like Frankenstein's monster, knocking down floor lamps.
And his head popped off.
Whoa. Crashing into a china cabinet that was in the room.
Oh, bingo.
What?
China cabinet.
I will acknowledge that one. I bring up china cabinets more than anybody else on this station. It's actually kind of a pride point of mine. Why is it always china cabinets are one of the funniest things to be knocked back
There's
into?
So many items on them. Yeah.
So much fragility inside those
cabinet
doors. Because
we know her mom's overloaded them, so we just know there's a lot of items in there.
So worthless.
And when they
China's worthless.
When they were overloading them, the last thing they thought is that someone would crash into it.
Right. My mom had the china cabinet with the plates all displayed in there nicely, and she would... go in there and clean that stuff every once in a while, and we had like three different sets of china.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't use that one. Use the everyday. I'm like, well, which one's the everyday? What do you mean?
I'll say this. China, to me, is about the most boring thing that anyone could talk about or show me. Hey, would you like to see our fine china? Sure.
Well,
it's a plate.
You know,
it's got a little design on it.
The only time you show it off is at the big meal, the big family meal. And then.
But nobody cares.
You appreciate
it's covered in
it's boring. So boring.
Nobody
I'd like to say that I appreciate fine china.
You do not.
I do too.
You only say that to make the person who's showing you the china feel
good. My mom got out the nice china. I always thought, well, this is a nice dinner. This is a nice special occasion. I still think that.
Well, you might like the occasion, but did you actually like the china? Like,
yes.
Did you look at it and say, this is beautifully crafted?
Yes.
You did not.
I did, too.
As
I still
kid,
do.
You
As
did
a kid,
not.
I did, too. I knew it was a big deal. I knew a lot that was going on.
Freak! We had Christmas china that I liked.
Yeah.
It had Christmas trees on it and stuff like that. I don't know whether that was spode. I remember that word being thrown around my house a bit.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Don't you use the spode. We also, my mom went through a phase where we drank out of pewter goblets. Which, that was strange.
What was that all about?
Were you a royal family from medieval times drinking out of goblets?
I have no idea. She had pewter for some reason. And then at my grandmother's house, it was, don't use paper plates. Let's use the Fiesta ware, whatever that is.
You know what the real waste is, and I don't know if people use this much anymore. My mom had, and we have some that we got like for a wedding gift, silver.
Yeah. My mom always talked about, have you cleaned your silver? What do you mean? You got to clean that stuff or it will go bad.
Well, we haven't.
It'll get ruined. You let your silver ruin?
Yeah.
I know.
Once it goes to a certain extent, you can't get it back?
Once it goes...
You can't get it back nice
dark.
And shiny anymore?
Yes.
Really?
That's what I understand.
Well, good. Let's just throw it away.
What's sad is, you know, when I was...
Or cash it
my
in.
Mom had collected all these, you know, antique silver pieces that had meaning or collectible value at some point, And then when I was having to deal with their estate after my parents passed away, and, you know, you hire those estate people who come in and they sell things off, and I was asking, you know, well, what is this stuff worth? What is that worth? And they said that the silver was worth whatever it is an ounce. That basically all this collectible silver stuff, now they just take it and melt it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But everybody, that
25
that was
bucks
the,
an ounce?
Those were the NBA top shot moments of their day, though.
Oh, yeah. That's valuable silver.
And now they just melt everything down.
Yep.
So one of these days, they're going to melt down NBA top shot.
Got a couple pack drops today.
Dude.
You stop.
What?
You have a problem. And y'all joke about my gambling problem, but I don't even bet money.
Get out of it.
Can you guys help?
If you do not,
help me out of
here,
it.
I'll make a deal with you. I'll make a deal with you. If you promise me that you will get out of NBA Top Shot speculation over the weekend, then on Monday I will give you a choice between lethal injection, electric chair, or gunshot to the heart.
Deal.
All right. Fine. And if you don't get out of it, then you don't get a choice between the three. I'll choose for you. That's the deal I'm making with you. All right, let's all slow down for a moment. First, we're going to listen to Bob Sturm stammering while talking with Brett Hull.
...of history and being a fan of, obviously, the relevance of you passing your dad.
Oh, wait, we already passed it. Here we go.
I think they timed him at 27 miles an hour on the ice, too.
Uh-huh. But as being a fan of history and being a fan of obviously the
that's
relevance
the greatest stammer in ticket history.
Yeah, it's better than norms.
And somehow we ignored it until just this week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, relatively ignored it.
Yeah,
it's been played and laughed about, but not like Norm Stammer.
But
Sean Stammer. Here it is in context again.
I think they timed it at 27 miles an hour on the ice too.
Uh huh. But as being a fan of history and being a fan of...
And when we all first heard it, we thought it was sped up. It's not sped up. That's it in real time. Now, here it is, 20% slowed down. That's 20% slowed
down. That's
still
really fast.
That sounds even sped up then. Here it is at 60%. This is it slowed down 80%.
That's 90-year-old nursing home, Bob.
That's hand Bob the pudding cup, and let's see if he can feed himself.
For you here.
Water? Is it water?
Yeah.
Are you trying to say water?
Nobody?
Do you want?
Yeah, you're right, Bob. Brett Favre was great.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, listen, buddy. We got to get going. But I know we miss you too, buddy. We sure do. Yeah, we miss you too, buddy.
I think the Pack's going to beat the Saints too,
Bob.
So disturbing. Yeah, Bob, I'm just going to put this pillow over your face, okay, buddy? All right, yeah, just put the pillow over your face. Yeah,
No,
you'll see Jesus. You'll see him.
No, let him watch one more Packer game.
It's going to be real soon now. Okay, yeah, all right.
I know
you want it, Bob. Yeah, I think you're trying to say that you want me to do this.
God, so funny yet so disturbing.
And then, you know, P1 Anonymous sent us this, the soundbite in context. He sent us the longer version. Mm-hmm. But it turns out there was even a longer version than the one that we originally heard.
I think they timed it at 27 miles an hour on the ice, too.
Uh-huh. But being a fan of history and being a fan of obviously the
Porky
the relevance of you passing your dad.
That's all, folks.
I think they timed it at 27 miles an hour on the ice too.
Uh huh. But being a fan of history and being a fan of obviously the relevance of you passing your dad.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that cracks me up. So, I figured what we'd do is, you want to try to call Bob?
Call Bob?
And get his reaction on this? I'm going to try to see if this will work.
No
okay?
way. Play him this real audio that we just found.
Oh, yeah, maybe Bob doesn't even remember this.
I want to do this. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, George, you talk first. Talk is Michael Irvin.
Hello?
Bob. Dang it.
What happened? Through. I don't know. For some reason, it's not going through the...
Use the brown mama bear...
What?
Mama bear phone.
Huh?
That wasn't
what
as much
brown
fun.
Mama bear phone?
That wasn't as much fun as I thought it was going to be.
It was.
See, now he's getting the brown phone.
What's the brown phone? I got a wall.
We use for calling during bits.
This is also good music, Jer, for times when we're having technical meltdowns. I like that choice.
This works.
Hello?
Hey, Bob, can you hear me? Bob!
I can't hear him.
Hold on. Let me see if I can do this. Sure. Do you have me now?
I have you.
Okay, we're going to have this is very low tech.
So low tech. Why don't we just have him call the hotline?
Yeah, why don't we just have him call the hotline?
Or have the hotline call him.
What?
What?
You want me to call the hotline?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, right now?
Yeah, we got a big sports story.
Okay.
Okay, all right, bye. All right, this Bob Sturm is going to call in the hotline.
Tell him that Dak
has our technology
has a new contract.
Working?
Got a wall. Got to.
About Bob, along with this song, singing backup, slowed down.
Okay, when Bob calls in the hotline, you've got to talk to him as Michael Irvin and prank
gosh,
him.
No.
And make him think that he's calling into Michael Irvin.
No, I don't have time for that.
Okay.
Bob?
Hey, now.
Hey, Bob. Bob. Hey, it's the ticket.
Hey, I love you guys.
Hey, thanks. Hey, have you been listening to the show the past 10 minutes?
No, because, it's brunch with the little lady, but...
we interrupted a brunch.
No, you're fine. But I was listening to the e-break, and I figured it's probably related to that, if I were to guess.
Yay! He guessed
Bob,
it!
Remember.
Yay, Bob guessed it! Yes, it is. We were calling to get your personal memories of that day when you stammered so badly with Brett Hull, and I'll let you listen to it here, and then we'll get your comments, okay? Here we go.
Yes, sir.
I think they timed it at 27 miles an hour on the ice, too.
Uh-huh. But being a fan of history and being a fan of
So Bob, do you remember that?
That feels slightly doctored, if not substantially doctored. But I do remember the initial stammer, only after it was brought to my attention after the fact. Like, in real time, I was just starry-eyed and in love with Brett, and clearly unable to speak. And also probably in my own head that if this doesn't go right, I could be featured on the Musers and just quickly have my morale eroded a little further, because there were times where that wasn't always the greatest honor that it is today. Oh. And, and I would just say that wasn't a textbook teaching moment of how to broadcast. That would probably be my best.
No, it was good. It was great. It lives on to this very day because of that. So you answered the question that we had. Junior wondered if you realized you did it at the time. And
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think it was just so exciting to have Brett on our airwaves that I wanted to ask him what might be the question that leads to our lifelong friendship. And I think I probably blew that, but that's okay. That's okay.
Being a fan of history.
Have you become friends with Brett Hull?
I mean, you know, he was always very friendly. I think since he stopped playing in Dallas, it became a once every 5 years catch up thing. But it's all good.
Yeah, that's you creep him out. Than,
have you talked to him
way
since
more than
the
John Bob would have thought of?
Have you talked to him since the "We already went Blues" moment?
Yeah, I figured you would have distanced yourself after that.
No. Anybody who didn't know that Brett Hull likes to party a little bit doesn't know the Brett Hull story very well. He's he very much enjoys a good malted beverage with his hockey. And
wasn't there a story when Brett Hull was in studio and you tearfully told him that you named your son after him, and then he immediately turned around and referenced Cornbread, his bass player, and how he just bought a new trailer?
No, that was George and Randy Rogers.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Tell that story.
No. All right, Bob. Well, thank you. This is, of course,
the
10-year anniversary of your big stammer. That's a made-up stat.
I think it's 20 years, and I just love when the Musers discover something from my CD past that they can feature in 2021.
We just play with it all day long, or the audio.
Whoa. Happy Friday. Oh, yeah. George, what are you doing?
I don't know. Just became a
love
drop.
You guys.
Happy Friday, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
Being a fan of history and being a fan of, obviously, the relevance of you passing your dad.
Oh, there we go. And that's the corner.
All right, Gordo, thanks. That is the corner. Coming up next, it's All-Star Weekend.